The Letter of Paul to Titus. Chapter 1. Paul, a servant of God, and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before the ages began, but has in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior. To Titus, my own son after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace, from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ our Savior. For this cause I left you in Crete, that you should set in order the things that are lacking, and ordain elders in every city, as I had appointed you. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children not accused of rebellion or unruly. For a bishop must be blameless, as the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, not violent, not given to dishonest gain, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good, sensible, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word as he has been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to refute the opposition. For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped, who ruin whole households, teaching things which they ought not, for dishonest gain. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said, "The Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, lazy gluttons." This witness is true. Therefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish myths and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure all things are pure, but unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience are defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate.